I struggle to tell my clients that I've actually an ex-offender myself and that I've been in prison. And one of my clients, well, we're having a meeting on Saturday, we're having a coffee in a coffee shop, and he was a bit down. And he said, "Of course, you don't understand, do you?" He wasn't nasty, but he said, "You don't understand, you've never been inside, have you?" And I suddenly froze, because of course I had. But part of my problem is trying to come to terms with this. And he'd given me that prize opportunity to get it off my shoulders and to say, "Yes, I do understand, because I have been in prison as well." It would have been a milestone in my life. And I just had a moment of silence and I moved the subject on and I bottled it. I wish I hadn't, but I bottled it.
I think if Daniel's clients knew what experience he had had, they would find it very useful, because they might actually think, "Oh, well, perhaps, if I work really hard at turning my life around with Daniel's help, I may be able to follow in his footsteps." Which, of course, is possible for anybody. Anybody can change at whatever stage.
I think Danny, in one way, has changed because I came out when I was 18 as gay, and Danny was very judgmental and said, "Oh, it's a disgrace. People don't need to know that," and everything. But he's not judgmental about people now. And like I said to him, it's much more interesting to know people from all different age groups and all different backgrounds because it makes life much more fun to know people who have lived.
When I meet new people, it's still hard to come out about my being an ex-offender. Do you tell them about the past? Because it'll catch up with you and they'll feel you let them down if you don't tell them. Or is it, I have put it behind me, maybe I shouldn't tell them about it. And then there's the shame factor. If I tell them, will I lose them? There is still a big stigma in society about prison and people who ex-offenders and everything. In my time in prison, I've met paedophiles, murderers, the few weeks I was there, some of it very hard to deal with, but I had to deal with and mix and socialise with them. And there are a couple of people I've remained friends with. I, in myself, don't judge people, but there's still a lot of people who do.